Second date update.
Right, we got Rob on the line. He gave us a call. He went out with Abby, had a great first date. Unfortunately, there was no second date, and we're going to see if we can help him out this morning. First of all, Rob, tell everybody how you met Abby.
So we met on a Christian dating site, and I invited her to our first date over at the Grill and Chill.
What is the Grill and Chill?
Grill and Chill is a mixer at my church. We have it about once a month.
Okay.
It's a good place to, like, meet people, but it's also, like, a really good place to go and, you know, for a first date, so you don't have to go to a bar.
Okay. So it's designed for people in your church who are single to either bring someone to or meet someone.
Right, yeah. So you don't have to go out the craziness, go in bars.
So, and how did that go?
It went really great. I mean, we had a great time. We were talking to people, like, mixing with other people, getting to know everyone there. We had a lot of conversation between the two of us and hit it off really well.
But you're calling us? Are we correct in assuming there was no second date?
Well, I didn't really hear from her, so I was kind of wondering what happened.
All right. Well, let's have us give her a call. See if we can figure out what's going on. See if we can get you a second date, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
We've gotten a hold of Abby. She's agreed to come on the air with us. So, Abby, do you remember going out with Rob?
Yeah.
Well, he gave us a call, said you guys went out to an event at his church on your first date after meeting on a Christian dating site. And he said he never heard from you after that, and he asked us to give you a call on his behalf.
Well, first of all, we met on Plenty of Fish.
Oh, he told us it was a Christian dating site.
No, it's...
No, we know what Plenty of Fish is.
Yeah.
Okay. So you did not meet on a Christian dating site.
No, I am Christian, but, like, that wasn't the point of the dating site.
Okay.
Yeah.
He did take you to an event called the Grill and Chill at his church. He said it was kind of a singles event.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not sure what he said about the date, but it didn't really feel like a date. What I had most of an issue with is that it felt like he talked to his pastor to come talk to me and kind of interrogate me and ask me about my morals.
Wait. This was happening during your date?
Yeah. I think he went to go get some food, and his pastor came up to me and started asking me a bunch of questions. And it felt kind of welcoming at first, but then it got, like, really personal and judgmental.
Did Robbie know that this happened?
I sort of said something to him after the fact, but he seemed to kind of imply that that was normal.
And it was so off-putting, that's why you didn't get back with Robbie after the date?
It kind of felt like I was on display to be judged. That did not feel great.
Well, like we said, Robbie asked us to give you a call on his behalf, and he is on the other line. Can we bring him in on this conversation? This is totally up to you, but just fill him in what happened and get his perspective on what happened?
Sure.
All right. Robbie, are you there?
Yeah, that's, that's just welcoming new people at the church.
He told me to get right with the Lord and to stop spreading all my flesh all over dating apps.
Wait, he told you what?
Yeah, he says, like, this really direct thing, derogatory about dating apps after, I think, you mentioned to it, and I confirmed with him that we met online, and I think he took some assumptions about my appearance and, was telling me about how dating apps are sinful and I should not be using them.
Did you tell him that we met on a Christian app?
I just had an app, and he asked me if I went to church, and I said, yeah, I go to a church back home. And, he was giving me a lot of lecturing about, like, being a good woman and a good Christian, and that wasn't what I was there for. I wasn't there to join your church, and I was there to get to know you, and I just didn't need that lecture.
But, Robbie, do you realize that you guys met on Plenty of Fish, right? I mean, that's not a Christian app. You didn't want him to lie. You didn't want her to lie to Pastor Ron.
Plenty of Fish is that's a Christian app.
No.
Yeah, it's Christian skewed, I would say.
Yeah. I wouldn't even say that, to be honest. I mean, I'm sure the people on the app have heard of Christians, but I don't know if I call it Christian skewed. Regardless.
Well, that's why it's called Plenty of Fish, because the Lord multiplied the fish and the loaves. It's in the Bible.
Yeah, no, we're familiar with that story, yeah. Our whole goal was to see if you two would like to go out on a second date. Abby, if we were offered a chance for you two to go out, we would pick up the tab somewhere that has nothing to do with the church. Just maybe you two guys go out to dinner on your own. Would you have any interest going out with Robbie a second time?
I think I'm going to pass. I think meeting your pastor is like a fifth or sixth date type of thing, and doing it beforehand and kind of scare people off.
All right. Well, you're a good sport to come on the air with us. Really do appreciate your time.
Again.
Abby, thanks again for being part of the show. Rob, obviously didn't get the answer you're hoping for, but have you ever had another date? Maybe you've taken to this event and it didn't work out. Maybe that's why it didn't work out.
Well, I want to make sure that if I'm going on a date, that we're going to start off right. So I'm going to keep going to that.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.